Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Tush Push, John.
Yeah.
Stays in the game of football. Fell a couple votes short. One of the teams that voted to keep the Tush Push are Detroit Lions. One of the teams that voted against it, wanted to get rid of it.
Da Bears.
And Ben Johnson. Two very different reactions to the Tush Push. We have audio of both coaches. And of course, we want your reaction to the Tush Push staying in the game of football. Let's start with Dan Campbell and the correct opinion. Learn to stop it. It's a skill issue. Philly can do it better than everybody else because of talent and execution. You got to compete rather than change the rules. I liked Dan Campbell's response. That was him back in
March
at the owners' meetings. Now, Ben Johnson spoke yesterday. He was asked, hey, what's your thought? You're an offensive guy. What do you think of this offensive play? He likes big plays and he cannot lie.
Yeah, it was a lot of passion involved. It's... What was your reaction when you heard Ben Johnson's?
So I actually was surprised where it took me. I immediately thought, suddenly that third and one empty set makes a little more sense.
Wanted a big play.
Yeah.
Explosives. How about the first down or touchdowns as the reporter followed up?
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's, you know, okay, if you don't get an explosive, no, it doesn't turn into an explosive play. We haven't seen one of those. Like every once in a while, you'll see a quarterback sneak and it bounces out and there's nobody there. Everybody's committed to stopping the run and it goes for a, you know, a touchdown.
But the Eagles.
It's never going to happen with Jared Goff.
No, but the Eagles did put in, I believe, didn't they, or like an alternate, like where there's like a pitch out of it, where you show tush push and then you can kind of try to throw something like a curveball.
Yeah, they've done that once or twice and it you know, mild effectiveness. Yeah,
it's not a 40-yard play.
The whole point is keep the chains moving, keep the ball in our possession. There are times, yes, you're looking for explosive plays. Other times you're just looking for a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah, you're right on the goal
line.
An
explosive play, isn't it? Even if it's only a half a yard or a yard. So I disagree with Ben Johnson's philosophy on that, but I do agree with Dan Campbell. And hey, it's the job of 31 other teams to either implement this offensively if they feel that's something that they can do, or stop it. It's just and not stop it through rules changes. That's where. And yesterday there was an impassioned speech from Jeffrey Lurie, who is their owner.
Yep.
And it sounds like it went for about an hour. One of the other owners finally asked a question, you know, at the end to hopefully stop the filibuster and just get him to stop speaking.
I feel like an hour, you start to actually lose your argument because people's eyes glaze over.
There's no question. And I mean, you make your points and then, okay, move on. Jason Kelce was there to talk about it from a player's perspective, which I think is somewhat unique. And I don't know if that can only happen with former players. Have they ever allowed a current player to weigh in on rules changes like that? It seems a little bit odd to me. I'm glad that they're starting to do that. Maybe it becomes
should help. I mean, you want the perspective of people actually playing the game.
And I've never been a big fan of Troy Vincent.
No?
He didn't. No.
What's the backstory there?
Because he's just a part of the weakest unit and soft. He didn't like some of the terms that Jeffrey Lurie used.
I think I saw one that was pretty crude.
A little crude, but he got his point across.
Yeah, he did.
And I understand there were, you know, it was may have been offensive to, it could be offensive to anybody in there. Whatever, I'm not even going to say who it was. We don't even. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But just to you know, for Troy to, you know, have a comment after, I just thought it was soft and weak. I just wish he would go away and stop talking.
Noted. 248-539-9797. The Tush Push stays in the game, to Dan Campbell's point. They're going to deal with it this year. They play the Eagles. They're going to be in Philadelphia. They're going to play them on Sunday Night Football, and we all suspect you're going to win a Super Bowl. You're going to see him twice this season.
Yep.
You're going to have to stop it multiple times.
I like the Tush Push, and I would argue to anyone, show me where the injuries have happened in that play. If you are so concerned about injuries in that play, show me the numbers that show that it is an injurious play.
Injurious. There's no data. That's why I think part of the reason that they didn't get enough votes is they couldn't prove the claim that this was a play of high injury risk. And I saw someone in the comments yesterday, well, when Jalen Hurts gets injured, the Eagles are the ones running the play.
They've done it for years.
He's never gotten hurt doing it.
Right. And it's, you know, everybody talks about the offensive line. There's no increased injury, you know, situation that versus a traditional quarterback sneak. And heads up, a breaking news here, there is a risk of catastrophic injury on every football play.
Yep. Couple quick texts. There's no talent on the Tush Push. It's big bodies up front pushing harder than the guys across from them with the proper alignment.
Okay. There's no talent from receivers. There's no talent from some of these other skilled players. But there is great skill and talent by the center who has to stay low, who has to snap the ball, not fumble at the CQ exchange. There's a lot of talent in there. There's a lot of skill involved in that. And being able to drive from that position. And they've been able to do it with multiple centers. Jason Kelce is retired.
I would think we in Detroit would understand that there is talent in playing offensive line. We have a great offensive line. We see the difference in having
I get too offended by the fact that somebody says there's no talent in that play. There is certainly talent. It's both guards making sure you take the right footwork so that there's no leakage in the A gap.
If there's no talent, then surely every team is running it and succeeding at the same level as Philadelphia, right?
Right.
Wrong. No data suggests that. The Eagles are the best at doing it, which suggests there is a skill to it, that it does require execution and talent. If everybody was doing it and everybody was converting it 100% of the time, then it would be an epidemic and I would be more in favor of changing it. But right now it feels like you're singling out a team that's doing something really well and trying to punish them for it. In sports, we celebrate teams that have talent, execute, and find ways to win.
Yeah. And in football, we celebrate physicality.
Yeah. If everybody could do it, the Bills would have played in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. Yep. They wouldn't have fumbled the ball 2 years ago on the goal line against Minnesota. You know, I mean, there's just so many different examples. And if you don't like this play, if you don't think it's a quote-unquote football play, I mean, look at the people who have objected to it. They're all soft.
How many teams voted to ban it?
22.
They needed 24.
Yeah.
22 teams are soft?
Yeah. Owners.
This is the Packer proposal.
Soft owners.
They don't have it. Well, the whole city is soft then because they don't even have an owner.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You just called Ben Johnson soft.
Yeah.
Yep.
Charmin soft.
Yeah, I actually was taken aback by that comment. I knew about it. I hadn't heard it. Oh, my. So it's a boring play. We've got to have exciting plays. So we don't do QB sneaks in football anymore. We don't hand the ball to a fullback to try to get a half a yard. We don't, like, he's calling all those plays out with his comments.
Is that a red flag if you're a Bears fan?
Yeah, this guy, I'm telling you what, man. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait for that matchup. I really can't. And look, Matt LaFleur, right? He's against this one. He's talked about it. It was the Green Bay proposals. I don't know if he has to back ownership. Probably does.
Be a good look if you do.
Or just don't say anything.
You could do that as well.
Just let the, hey, I'm going to let the votes speak for itself. But you look at the coaches that are talking about this as not being a football play, or I like explosive plays. And I think it shows their softness.
The Lions should start the game against the Bears with the tush push. Sign to take a texture. You wouldn't do it with Goff.
No, that's the issue.
You could do it with Montgomery. He played high school quarterback. He's got a low center of gravity, but strong then, lower okay, body.
I've heard that. Or you could put Shane Zylstra in there or Sam LaPorta. That's where I would then flip to when people say there's no skill, there's no talent. All right? I am not putting a person under center in that situation that doesn't take thousands of center quarterback exchanges. I don't want to put that ball on the ground. I don't want to fumble it. I'm trying to pick up a first down. If we don't have a quarterback, if we don't have that system in place, the players that can execute that, then I'm not going to do it.
Says, don't let teams get to 4th-and-1. I've seen the play be stopped. It can be done. I couldn't agree more with Dan Campbell. Go Steelers, who wanted it banned. Sad, my Steelers have gone soft.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Last time you won a playoff game?
2016, I think. Mm-hmm. Coming up on a decade. Nobody cares about the injury risk. People care because it's a boring rugby play. Well, people have argued the injury risk, so they are probably arguing in bad faith. And then if you don't care because it's a boring play, you know it's also a boring play in the same logic? Regular QB sneak. Yeah. Regular QB sneak is a boring play. Mm-hmm. Are we going to ban that as well? It's got to be exciting or you're not allowed to call the play.
Right, yeah.
If it's not a double reverse, you got to get it out of the game.
4th-and-a-half a yard, you hand the ball to Dave Montgomery and he picks up a yard.
It's boring.
It's boring.
Boring. Ban it. How many times have we seen Sewell push the running back or a quarterback in the end zone for a first down? Says it's not a planned play, but that's a tush-push type play. Montgomery was carried down the field by his offensive line. The tush push is 100% of football play. And you can't use the rugby argument because the idea, the game of football, was taken from rugby and soccer. Ben Johnson and most Lions fans are hypocrites.
Most Lions fans.
Is he saying most Lions fans wanted this banned?
I don't think so.
I don't think most Lions fans wanted this banned.
No.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.